Getting the right treatment for a child who has autism can be tough, and parents can run into the same problems for a child who has a mental illness. So imagine what happens when a child has autism and is mentally ill. Side Effects Public Media's Isaiah Seibert has the story of one woman's fight to help her son.
Yvonne Martin keeps detailed notes of 2 years in her life. It starts on March 1st, 2016. That's the day her son, Daniel, first ran away from the family's home near Evansville, Indiana. He was 13. She reads one entry.
Danny's parents called 911 in a state of panic. After several hours, search and rescue is contacted, and there is suspicion that he was in the Ohio River.
It was one of the scariest things she's ever experienced.
No parent wants to hear that we're now going to search for your child in the river because we can't find him.
Danny has autism and a post-traumatic stress disorder. He's what some call a dually diagnosed child. Yvonne's timeline logs the outbursts, calls to police, trips to acute treatment centers, and the talks with state agencies to get care for Danny. But she couldn't find residential treatment for Danny, and he took a major turn for the worse on the evening of July 22nd, 2017.
And I went up to give him something. And he came out of his bedroom, and the first thing he did was he hit me.
She and her husband went outside and called 911.
And the officer went in. I said, "He's autistic. Please don't touch him. You don't touch an autistic person."
Despite her pleas, Yvonne says an officer ordered Danny to put his hands behind his back.
He just stood there looking at her. She grabbed him to try to turn him around. And that's when he fought. Then two more cops came into the house. And we heard, "Stop fighting." We heard one of them yell, "He's going for my gun."
She says police threatened to shoot, but eventually subdued Danny and put him in handcuffs. He ended up in a juvenile detention facility for over a year. Yvonne was glad Danny was safe, and he got some therapy and special education services, but she believes it wasn't enough. Looking back, she also wonders if this whole situation could have been avoided if Danny only had found care sooner. Yvonne calls it a game of hot potato. She says every state agency she contacted would say it couldn't help Danny. She'd be told to call someone else. Finding a residential treatment center was a similar story.
That is absolutely an issue where, you know, we see consumers punted back and forth between providers, often on the basis that, you know, they're claiming they're not equipped to handle that individual.
Justin Schrock is a lawyer with Indiana Disability Rights who helped the family seek care. He says state mental health services are often siloed. It makes finding care difficult for people like Danny who need more than one type of service. Yvonne says autism treatment centers wouldn't take him because he's high-functioning, and treatment centers for general mental illness would say they aren't equipped to provide services to children with autism. The state acknowledges that there are gaps in care for people with very specific mental health care needs. A spokesperson says a new facility set to open in Indianapolis later this year has a unit designed for children with autism, which may help fill some of those gaps. Amy DeVries also wants to fill those gaps. She leads Congregations Acting for Justice and Empowerment, and she's heard similar stories from parents of children all across the autism spectrum.
And it's not just residential. We're looking at outpatient services, acute care, which would be, in our case, Deaconess Cross Point. If a neurotypical child is suicidal or homicidal, they would be admitted to Deaconess Cross Point, but that autism diagnosis, 9 times out of 10, gets them excluded.
Deaconess Cross Point is the area's only inpatient acute mental health care center for children. But the chief administrator says it's not a good match for many children with autism. It can be noisy and stressful. Meanwhile, Danny did find treatment. After his parents convinced the state that there was no residential facility here that would help him, they were able to send him to St. Louis, around 150 miles away. Yvonne and her husband have visited. Danny recently turned 16, and Yvonne shows me pictures of his birthday cake.
He got to share it with the other boys he lives with in the cottage. And then what we ended up getting him was a Nintendo Switch.
And most importantly, he has the care he needs. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Isaiah Seibert.